Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. I think I'm liking that more and more, the way it rolls off your tongue, the Love Journey. Because it really is a journey of love. Life is really about love. It's really about a journey of love. And everything that shows up in that space is to remind us to return to love, to return to the truth of who we are, which is absolutely love. So let's listen to some music, then we're going to get ready and do what we do each and every day. This is the Love Journey, Inc. I am Janine A. Ingram, your daily lover, an author, motivational speaker, master speaker. Yeah, I'm claiming it. Yes, transformational life coach, filmmaker, radio personality. I could go on and on. Thank God for so many gifts and talents to share with the world. And we're going to play this song by Winans to Let Him In. Let Him In.
He's been so
what are you waiting for? Let him in, let him in. I love the words to that song. She said, let the, he's talking about God when he say let him in. He's talking about let the spirit in and let the spirit make love to your heart. Oh, it's deeper than your eyes can see. Let him in. Let him in. Let him in. Woo! He's making love to my heart. And it's deeper than the eyes can see. Wow. How many know that desire, our desires are God tapping at our heart, asking to allow God's self into you, there's more of himself through you. He just want to shine more through you. Our desires are God expressing to us. God said, look, I'm tapping at your heart. I want to make more of myself shine through you. I want to use you. I want to use you through your desire. Let him make love to your heart today. Let him renew the right spirit. Let's get ready and turn within. Recognizing there really is only one power. One presence. And on this line, we recognize that divine source as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so I want you to get ready and breathe, family. Breath comes from a Latin verb, spiritus. And spiritus means spirit, means to breathe, the breath. And the breath is us connecting back to our spirit. So when we center our mind on breath, we're centering our mind on spirit. So in this right now moment, take a few minutes and just tune in to your inner presence, your breath. What do you feel and hear when you tune in to the inner presence? What do you hear? What do you feel as you tune into your heart? What do you feel when you tune into your innermost thoughts? Let's take in a deep breath. Let's breathe through our nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. And then releasing through the mouth and remembering to breathe into the heart. Family, I need you to breathe today. I need you to take just this few seconds and breathe in, family. Connect to source today. The very essence that all things exist, exists inside of us. There's never any requirement to look outside of us. Because everything that we will ever require is right here within. Breathe, family, breathe. Release. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe again, family. Breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Divine. Mother, Father, God, precious and Holy Spirit, I come before you today asking the transcending power, the powerful presence of the Most High God as me to come forth and speak these words. Oh, I'm asking you that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit, ask me. And every meditation of my heart come, Holy Spirit, ask me. Oh, will be so acceptable in that sight, God. I'm asking you to let me make love to somebody's heart today, God. Oh, God, I'm asking that every word will bathe them in your love, God. As we take a love bath, baby. Oh, I'm asking you to shower down the profuse winds of abundance upon us, God. I'm asking you to open up that sprout of abundance today, God. And let abundance rain down upon us, God. Somebody came this morning for a mind to be blessed, God. Somebody came, God. They may hear a word from you today, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and speak to our hearts, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and remove the veil in our hearts today, God. Give us a clean heart today, God. Renew the right spirit in us, God. Come, God, and give me a clean heart. As I come before you today, Holy Spirit, as I come ask you today and before your people, God, I'm asking you to remove all of myself. Get me out of my way, man, that I may come empty today, God. Oh, I'm ready to be used by you, God. Oh, because you told me, oh, that you didn't need my help. You just strictly needed my permission. Come, God, and do your will. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let your will be done. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come, God, and do your will. Do your will, do your will. Let your windows, your doors, your gates, oh, let your heavens open up right now and pour out a blessing upon us that it won't be room enough to receive it, Holy Spirit. I'm asking this morning to be so blessed, God, that even the blessed will call us blessed this morning, God. I'm asking you this morning for great financial wealth, God. I'm asking you to open up your doors today and bring forth an expected and unexpected wealth, God, an Ephesians 3:20 kind of blessing, God, a financial substance that will blow our mind in the month of March. Manifest, manifest, manifest. Come, Holy Spirit, and let your will be done. Open up your profuse winds of abundance upon our life today, and let us be anointed with a fresh anointing, God. Oh, I'm asking you to bring forth a fresh anointing today, God, and let it speak to our minds. Let it speak to our souls as we unfold the goals of our soul. Come, Holy Spirit, and let it be done by you, in you, as you, all around us today, God, as we may show up as the individualized expression of the Christ consciousness, as we the frequencies of our mind, as we elevate our consciousness and expand the idea of who we are in this process, God. Oh, yes. Thanking you that we were born to win, God, and that you chiseled magnificent on our heart. Thank you, God. 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 I'm just one grateful somebody. Thank you, God. Wow. Come and wow us today, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Whew. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. All right. Amen. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, God. Good morning, God. Woo! Good morning, God. Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds, the rain, the earth. Oh my God, good morning to the land and the soil. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. What an amazing morning. Good morning to our most beneficent as we invite and invoke. Come angels, and come into this call. Thank you, angels, for all that you do as we send you out on assignment to go before us and make our life ease, elegance, and grace on this day. Make the path ease. Make the path grace. Come on, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the angels, God's messengers. Good morning, archangels. The powerful presence of our archangels. Good morning as we invite and invoke presence into this call. Good morning, archangels. Good morning, archangels. And good morning, good morning, good morning to our ascended masters as we invite and invoke the ascended masters into this call. Good morning, ascended masters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, and good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to our spirit guides and our master guides as we invite and invoke your presence into this call. Good morning. I'd like to pay homage to our beautiful ancestors. To our known and unknown ancestors, good morning, ancestors. And to Miss Anastasia Mack, the dude, Miss Mack, Annie Mack, Miss A. Mack, who had God sent to this planet to bring me to the planet. Thank you, Mom, for using your body as the vehicle that allowed me to come through to the earth. And I'm so absolutely grateful of all the people you chose. He chose you, Miss McAdoo. Thank you for being my mother. Thank you for shaping me and creating me to be who I am in this right now moment, being part of the process to help me be who I am. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom. And thank you for all the pain and everything you had to go through to create the legacy, call me. I honor you this morning, Mom. Thank you so much. And to all our ancestors this morning, and to all those who walked this journey, and to all those that sacrificed and gave their life so that we may be here today, we stand here in the honor of our ancestors. And in service to our descendants, we give thanks, ancestors. Good morning, good morning. As we invite and invoke the presence of each and every one of our ancestors, to the ones that are known and the ones that are unknown, we invite you to come and invoke your presence. Good morning, ancestors. Thank you as we pour libations into our plant this morning. Good morning, my kings and queens, my brothers, my sisters, my gods and goddesses. Love to the gods and goddesses. Peace, peace to all of you this morning, as the love in me wants to greet and honor the love in you, and the light in me wants to greet and honor the light in you, and the God in me greets and salutes and honor the God in you this morning. I am Janine Ann Ingram, and I am your daily lover. Excited about God's love. Excited about all the gifts that I share in the world as a transformational life coach, not just a life coach, transformational, as a master speaker, as a master storyteller, a filmmaker, a radio personality, all of these things that I share with the world. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for the gifts and talents that you downloaded in to me to share with the world. Thank you for the love journey, because this is the Love Journey Incorporated. Yes, it is. And I thank you for each and every one of you under the sound of my voice. I thank you for showing up in this space. From all the places you could have been, you showed up right here on the love journey. And so I thank you for being a reflection of those gifts. Thank you. And as we tune in to that divine love, this is the time where we enter our love chambers.
You have just entered your love chambers.
And in the love chambers, this is where we do our love soak. You see, part of the love journey that is one of my favorite parts, because this is the part where we get to honor the gift of ourselves. You see, in this part right here, this is called, I call it the love soak, where we get to soak ourselves in the energy and the frequency and the vibration of love. We get to tune in to the heart. You see, the heart has wisdom. The heart has wisdom. And as we tune in to the heart, we recognize that the heart is the most magnetic space in the body. And this is where we tune in to actually manifest. And so as we tune in to this space in the heart, I want you to think about a time when love illuminated your heart, fascinated your mind, permeated every cell in your body. I want you to tune in to that time when you felt love. When love absolutely took over your mind, your soul, your body, your heart. You were open. You see, love is amazing. Because love is the inside y'all. And so as you tune in to the frequency of love, I want you to remember that feeling. I want you to remember what it felt like to be love. I want you to remember what it felt like in your heart. So I want you to tune in to your heart and just remember what it felt like to be love. To be made love too. To make love too, to give love, to receive love. Part, I want you to remember, because it's the feelings that get the blessing, and I want you to take that feeling and bring that feeling into this right now moment. And as you remember that feeling, it could have been for any reason in your mind, your heart, your soul. It could have been a powerful energy exchange between you and someone you love. Did you know making love was a spiritual exchange? Wow. That's what sex stands for. Spiritual exchange. Maybe it was the birth of a newborn baby. The birth of a newborn baby. How heart expanding is a birth of a newborn baby, holding a baby in your arms for the very first time, looking in his eyes and saying, God, with your help, I did this. Holding that baby in your arms, going, wow. Such a powerful presence, heart expanding. Energetic expression of love. Wow. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, maybe it was just one of those beautiful full moon lit nights, you know. A powerful, beautiful moonlit night, and in the dark, holding hands by a vast body of water, and you look up and see the presence of a beautiful full moonlit night. And as you stand in the glow, basking in the glow of the moon's love, you know that you are love. Seeing the ripples of the light upon the vast body of water, standing there admiring the art and the beauty of the moon, love. The mystique, powerful presence of the moon. Maybe it was beautiful, powerful, majestic rising of the sun. You know, when the sun rises, and at the rising of the sun, you feel the warmth of the kiss of the sun on your face. A beautiful warmth. The beauty and the presence of the sun that is letting you know that you are so loved. And the sun says, I love you. Unconditionally love you. Shining and sending you the warmth and kisses of your faith. You imagine just allowing the warmth of the sun to kiss you. And remind you that you are loved. How about that golden time of the day? You know that time of the day that Frankie calls the golden time? The golden time of day. You know that time of the day when the earth takes on a golden glow. And the sun is releasing itself. And it's majestic colors are emanating and permeating through the planet, and it's so beautiful to see the art, all those hues, purples, reds, and oranges, and this powerful release let you know that I am here in all my beauty and all my glory, and I see you next time. Whatever had you so lit up or so turned on, I want you to bring that into this right now moment. And I want you to remember what it felt like to be loved, to know love, to give love, to receive love. And now I want you to release the thought of anyone else in your mind. And I want you to take that feeling and pour that feeling of love into you. I want you to remember the feeling and bring that feeling into this right now moment, but I want you to bring that feeling into you, you alone. This is just about you, baby. This is about your own intercourse with the dance of the universe. This is the time to love you and you only. It's about you and you and you and you and you. See, this is the time where I want you to love yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I want you to love you just because you are. You are a magnificent, individualized expression of the Creator, the God, Goddess. And you are so worthy to be loved. Wow. You are worthy to be loved, loved, loved. So in this right now moment, I just want you to honor the gift, the present, call you. And right now, I just want you to open your heart to you and tell yourself, I am grateful for who I am. I am grateful for how I show up in the planet. Because I am the gift. I am the magnificent gift to the planet. And I want you to pull out your mirror. And I want you to give yourself eye-to-eye contact. And in this right now moment, I want you to look into the depth of your soul. I want you to call forth the spirit in you today. I want you to see you as God sees you. Can you see the God? Can you see the Goddess when you look into the face of you? Can you see when you kiss the face of yourself, can you see you kissing the face of God, Goddess? Wow. And I want you to say to yourself, I fully and deeply love and accept myself as I am right now. Come on, let's say that together. I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. Ooh. And I want you to say, I deserve love. I deserve love. And I want you to say, I am love, 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 I am love. I want you to say that 3 times with feeling, and I want you to feel your heart. And I want you to continue to look into the depth of your soul and say, I am love. I am love. I am love. I am love. I am divine love and expression. 3 times. I am divine love and expression. I am divine love and expression. I am divine love and expression. All right, y'all. Here come my favorite part. And I want you to continue to look in your eyes. And I want you to continue to say to yourself, oh, God. How magnificent you are as you look in your eyes and call forth the higher presence of you. And I want you to say, good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Ooh, I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. And you are what the world's been waiting for. You see, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. Your greatness awaits. Wow. I want you to say that with me. I want you to say your name, though. I want to know your name. Come on, let's do it, family. Let's do it. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Janine. You see, Janine, I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. And Janine, you, I want you to know from the depth of my soul, Janine, you are what the world's been waiting for. Janine, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. I want you to know your greatness awaits. I want you to say your name. I want you to say, I love you. I really, really, really love you. Together, family, let's do it. Janine and Ingram, I love you. Absolutely love you. I really, really, really love you. Janine, I love you. I really love you. Really, really, really love you. Ooh, really, really, I mean, really love you. And last time, Janine, I love you. I really, 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 really love you. And I want you to marinate in that love. I want you to marinate in ideas of intimacy with you, loving you, because love is an inside job. Love is an inside job.
You know, the moment you realize you're not alone is your finest hour. When you can finally allow yourself to be seen as you truly are. That's what intimacy is to me. It's acceptance of yourself. I can tell you the truth about me, and you can tell me the truth about you, and we can still be cool. relationship, commitment. We're all in this thing together, you know. Life is about connecting, making room for your friends. It's making yourself vulnerable. Don't nobody want to do that. It separates the men from the boys. Intimacy. It's the art of loving, the act of giving and sharing and laughing. It's sensual and seductive, but you ain't got to seduce me. I'm already yours. At some point, you have to come to the understanding that you're an instrument of love. I thought I knew all there was to know about it, you understand? But I've only been scratching the surface, y'all. Intimacy. I think I'm ready now.
Reminding you, you are the first representation of love in your life. You are the first representation of love in your life, and you have not been loved until you've been loved by you. You've not been loved until you've been loved by you. Are you feeling love today? Welcome to your love experience. You really do get to have this thing called love your way. Let's do it, family. Let's sing. I sung, and I know it may take a little bit of time because that was such a juicy, delicious, like a starry say, we done popped a cherry off the universe with that one.
pop that cherry. Oh, beautiful, lady love. Thank you. For that amazing love soak. And I don't know how I'm supposed to keep the love song up and really up with Kim, with his sexy self, but I'm going to do my best. God morning to you, goddess. Peace, peace, and love to the gods and goddesses on the love journey. Family, welcome to our Blog Talk Radio show. And I hope that each and every one of you are feeling that vibration of love in the very essence of your being, because that is what we are. That is the love that we are here to express. Thank you, my beautiful queen. All right, and so family, God morning to each and every one of you. I do love you all so much as I am loving myself so much. So we're going to sing our song, I Love Myself So Much So I Can Love You So Much So You Can Love You So Much, so you can keep on loving me. And woo, what a magnificent and awesome experience to have today and every day. Let's do it on the count of three. One, two, three. I love myself so much. And you can love me so much. I love myself so much. So you can love you so much. so you can keep on loving me. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, angels. God bless each and every one of you. I do love you all so much. Keep that love flowing. Keep it growing because it's all about love. And I send it back to you, Lady Love. Namaste.
Namaste, namaste. Thank you so much. I like the narration. Did y'all hear? I love myself so much. Look in your eyes so I could love you. I want you to feel it. I was like, oh, okay. She was giving us a little narration with it. Thank you so much. 6:42. 7:42. It's March the 3rd. Wow. All right, today we're going to talk about the law of change. Change, change, change. And we're going to talk about three aspects of change. Faith is one of them. And we're going to talk about choice and desire. And I want to start off with a scripture, Romans 12:2. We're not going to be long. I promise I ain't going to hold you long. So you all remember, if you ever grew up in the Baptist church or Sanctified church, I don't know about the church, because when I went to Catholic church, it was 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, he was out of there. But whenever I went to, you know, grew up in the Sanctified or Baptist church, you know, they always say, we ain't going to hold you long. Hour go by. We ain't going to hold you long. Another hour go by. They ain't going to hold you long. So I'm going to do that. But I'm going to keep the truth. I'm not going to hold you long on this today, but I promise you it's going to be impactful. And we're going to start off with Romans 12:2. And it says, and be not conformed to the world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let's say that again. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let's talk about be not conformed to this world. What does that really mean? It means that you are not locked into whatever circumstances, situations, associations, challenges, whatever you might call them, that exist in your life right now. You do not have to remain in your present condition. Be not conformed to the world. You see, be transformed by the renewing of your mind means that you can be changed or transformed. And I want you to really feel that from your present condition by putting a new thought, a new state of consciousness into your mind. In other words, you can change your life from whatever it is right now, from this world, to anything you want it to be by changing your thinking, your frame of reference about yourself. See, taking the first and second universal law of success together, the first law says your experience of life depends on your thinking. Your experience of life depends on your thinking. The second law provides that the life you are experiencing right now can be changed by changing your thoughts. But when this change really happens is when it gets in our heart. Remember, it begins in the seed of the thought, and we begin to plant it in our heart, and we water it and we nurture it into our heart, and our cells become in agreement with it, and then it expresses itself as our being. Wow, that's some good stuff. I needed to write that one down. Some people seem to be successful in whatever they do. It doesn't seem to matter which political party is in charge or how the economy as a whole is doing, because they keep their mind centered. They keep their mind centered on the results they wish to accomplish. Remember, energy goes where the mind flows. I think our focus goes. Energy flows where the mind goes. Focus goes. Okay, let me get it. The energy goes with focus. Energy flows where the focus goes. That's what it is. Oh, you know, I got many thoughts running through my mind right now. Maybe I should write my little speeches down, huh? I tell you, they keep their mind focused on the results they wish to accomplish. And they get those results no matter what. Let's talk about faith. One of the aspects, the three fundamental aspects of change. And faith is defined as a firm belief or trust in something or someone, generally for which there is no objective proof. It is a belief from which all doubt has been removed. Now, we get in the biblical definition, Hebrews 11 and 1. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In my meditation, I was asking God one day, sitting in the middle, you know, middle of my bed, you know, that time when I'm not understanding, I sit in the middle of that bed and I get to asking God questions. And in my meditation, I got faith is trusting in the unknown. That thing blew my mind. You see, that's what faith is all about, trusting even when you can't see. Trusting when you don't even know how. Trusting when you can't even figure it out for yourself, when everything seems against you. Trusting in the process of the unknown. It's that process. That's what faith is. And in order to bring about that change in your life, you must have that faith. That change is possible no matter how things may seem in your situation, how absolutely overwhelming it may appear to be. If you trust in the process of the unknown that things will get better, that there's something better for you in this life, then you have taken the first step toward bringing it into your experience. Now, if you have doubts that your life can change for the better, then you're absolutely right. It can't. You must know, believe, and have total faith. You must have total trust in the process of that unknown, that you are the creation of the Godhead, the God consciousness endowed with certain inalienable rights to be healthy, happy, prosperous, and totally fulfilled. But you got to know it. Own it and operate in the understanding of your higher consciousness. So many times we get caught up in the seemingly appearances of what is appearing before our eyes. And then we fall into fear. And that's when the times when we must use our tools. Let's talk about change as choice, the second aspect of change. In Joshua 24:15, it says, choose this day whom you will serve. See, every opportunity, every challenge, every situation that we experience confronts us with one thing, and that's choice. We choose either a positive or we choose either the opposite. Even if we make no affirmative choice at all, an approach is selected by the world mind, which in this cycle is generally not always positive. The world mind. And we can get caught up in the world mind. What does that really mean? What happens is the world takes a general aspect of the majority of the minds of the world, and guess what? It takes on a dominant force. And we can get caught up in that. Oh, the gas prices. Oh, I don't have. Oh, the this and that that's going on in the world. And we get caught up in it. And it's hard to remove ourselves from the consciousness of that understanding when we keep ourselves focused on that part of the world. So in order for you to change your life for the better, you must affirmatively, boldly, and identify, specifically define what a better life means to you. And then you must choose to pursue this life that you have designed for yourself and make the changes in your thinking and acting that will bring this process about in your life. As an example of this principle, it's described in the parable in the prodigal son, Luke 15:11-32. And it's a loose summarization of what was happening in this parable with this young son. So let's talk about this younger son. This younger son was of a rich man. He asked his father for his piece of the rock. His father gave him his share, and the young man went out into the world, partied his fortune away. Oh, he was getting down, spending his money, having fun. And once he was broke,
times got very tough, and he suffered and hungered and final desperation one day when he couldn't take it no more, when he couldn't just understand why he was sleeping with the pigs and in the hall. He finally got a job feeding someone else's pig, and even though he had a job, he still suffered and the hunger to the point that he was seriously thinking of eating whatever the hogs didn't want. He had hit the bottom so hard with no plan to escape and no one to bail him out or to help him. But then in verse 17 it states, and when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? And he said that again. And when he came into himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? You see, the prodigal son had decided right then he renewed his mind. He thought a new thought about himself. Though he was in the pigeon of life, suffering and hungry, he was still the son of a rich parent. Then he made his choice. He said, I choose to serve a different process here. Rather than serve the owner of the pig, I'm choosing to serve my true self. In verse 18, he says, I will arise and go to my father. And he said, I'm going to go and get a job doing anything. He then took action pursuing his choice. In verse 20, he said, and he arose and he came to his father. He asked his father for a job. He didn't care what it was, but his father wouldn't hear it. His father treated the prodigal son like who he truly was, a long-lost son of a powerful presence, not a servant, because the prodigal son had chosen to return home. What does that mean? He returned to himself, the truth of himself. He recognized that he was a powerful, individualized expression of the Most High. And the presence of his father joyfully received him. You see, his son who was dead is now alive again. Had the prodigal son made another choice, he would have gotten a different result. Let's talk about desire.
Desire. Y'all know this is one of my favorite things to talk about. Desire is God really tapping at our heart, saying, I want to manifest more of myself through you. See, your desires, your dreams, your goals, your aspects, the things that you would do if you didn't even get paid for the absolute thing that you love and love and you don't care what nobody thinks, is the very essence of what God is tapping at your soul saying, I want to express myself through you. Now, some of you all say, well, I don't know what that is. Oh, I don't know what that is. Some of you do it so naturally that you don't even recognize it yourself. Then you wake up and say, God, you didn't give me no dreams, no talents, no gifts, no. But I'll tell you, it's that one thing that everybody says about you. It's that one thing that every time somebody think of something, they think of you. That's the desire tapping at your heart. That's God saying, let me manifest myself through you. Something you all are so closed off from your heart and so removed from your body, you don't even know your desires. You don't even know what your dreams, you don't even know what you want. You don't know because you haven't been spending time with yourself to find out who you are. Let's talk about desire. You see, the key ingredient for change is desire. Unless there's a deep hunger, a burning desire for the changes you want to bring about in your life, very seldom do these changes happen. You see, once upon a time in a place far away, a diligent student questioned his master teacher on the meaning of deep desire. The teacher took the eager student down to the ocean, walked out into the water until it was nearly chest high, then took the student and held his head underwater for almost a minute. And as the student began to struggle, craving for air, the teacher continued to hold him firmly under the water until the young student's body became limp. And then within seconds of drowning the student, the teacher pulled his head out of the water. As he gasped for a life-saving breath of air,
The teacher then said, you must desire the change in your life as strongly as you wanted to take that first breath. That is deep desire. See, you got to eat it. You got to sleep it. You got to dream it. You got to want it. You got to want it so deep down in your heart that no matter what nobody say, think of what, you still want it. You got to feel it. Ooh. See, if your life is not the way you want it to be, you must know that it can be different. But you got to choose it. You got to choose that empowering approach to a different process. Desire this change in your life so badly that nothing and no one can stop you from achieving it. And it will happen. You will have the better life you are seeking if you desire it, if you ask, if you want it, if you want it. Oh, you got to eat it, sleep it, drink it, taste it. You got to want it, and it's got to permeate from every cell in your body. Oh. But if it's that easy, why are there not more successful people in the world? What is it that keeps us from making the changes in our life that we know we must make in order to become the person that we would like to be and experience the better life that we are seeking? Why? Reverend Ike tells us all the time, you can be what you want to be, do what you want to do, have what you want to have. But most of us allow fear to stop us. Most of us let fear be so debilitating that it absolutely stops us in our tracks. And most of the time, 99% of the time, it's their own thoughts in our own mind. Sometimes it becomes so debilitating we can't talk. Sometimes it becomes so debilitating we can't move. Sometimes it becomes so debilitating we find illness in our body the day we're supposed to do something that's going to change our life. But you got to stop and say, no, I choose you, God. How many of us are just going to stop today allowing fear to overtake us? Instead of allowing fear to be a motivator, some of us let fear stop us in our tracks. In this right moment, I want you to think about your heart. What is the desire of your heart? I want you to open your heart right now and just say yes. Just open your mind and your heart and just say yes. Say yes to your heart right now. Say yes to God. Say yes to the universe. I want you to say yes. Will your heart and soul say yes?
Will your spirit still say yes?
Will your spirit say yes today? Will your mind and your heart say yes to God today? Because there's more that God is requiring from you today. God is calling your name. Will you say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes to your calling?
Now will your heart and soul say yes?
Say yes. Will you say yes? Will you surrender to the
essence
of who you've been called
yes.
To the planet, will
yes.
You say yes?
If I told you what I really mean,
would you say yes?
Would your heart and soul
say yes?
Now will your heart and soul
expose me, yes, to the desires that are tapping at your soul, to the very core of your being. Will you say yes?
God is saying, there is more that I require of thee.
There's more that I require from thee.
Will your heart and soul say yes?
Will your heart and soul say yes?
Will your heart and soul say yes? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul,
will your heart and soul say
yes?
Because God don't call to qualify, He qualifies to call.
Just say yes. Open up your heart
and let the Lord.
And tell the Lord yes.
Yes.
See yes.
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 Say I'll obey Jesus.
Yes.
I walk straight, Jesus. But this time I'm made up in my mind. I'm made.
Will your soul say yes this morning? Will your heart say yes? Will you say yes to the calling that you've been called to the planet to be? Will you surrender to the desires of your heart? The desires that was placed so eloquently by our Creator, the desires that is knocking at your heart. God is tapping at your soul, your heart, and you know it, saying, I want to express more of myself through you. Will you say yes? Will you say yes today? Will you allow the gift that has called you to shine its light so bright that even the blessed will call you blessed? Will you say yes? That's my message today. Will you say yes? I'm going to turn it over to Linda. And if, Rosie, you want to read, I didn't talk to you. Joy called me and asked me to read. I didn't know if you were prepared. But after Linda, you can read.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, Lady Love.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Love Journey family. Yes, I say yes. Thank you for a beautiful message this morning. We have an opportunity at this time, this miracle hour on the Love Journey East, say yes by doing the work. Open our hearts, allow ourselves to close with our closing affirmation. Post it on the Love Journey East Facebook page. You can go there and look under closing affirmation. It's there, or you can follow along. It's pretty easy. Open your heart. If you're in a space where you can move around, go for it. Move your body. Get into it, the heart, and allow the words vibrate throughout your soul. Let's do it, y'all. Come on. Start, fix your phone. Let's feel the energy. Let's feel the vibration. Let's do the work. One, three. One, two, three.
God's wealth is circulating in my life, in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my desires and goals are met instantaneously, infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything.
Everything.
God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my desires and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything.
One more time, family.
God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything.
Oh, you got to feel that. You got to feel it. You got to feel it. Lady Love, I am so interested in hearing the testimonies that are happening as a result of this affirmation. It's changing my life, changing my thoughts, changing my habits. Yesterday I found out at my job that I'm a member of the American Family Fitness, which is in my neighborhood. And because I work at Comcast, they offer a discount. And I joined back in July of last year. And I just realized, and I believe it's associated with doing this work, that they offer a discount. I could be saving about $5 more a month, $50 a year, by just letting them know that I work at Comcast. And it's a small amount, $5 a month, but $60 a year, and it turns out to be a little more than a free month. I'll take it. I'll take it. And so what I'm realizing about this affirmation is that what it does is it puts me in a state of mind to be blessed. Be blessed in all situations, in all experiences. It doesn't always have to look like money in my bank account. To me, it looks like just a feeling of being blessed, being prosperous, perfect timing, divine order, just cleaning up my life so it feels like God is present in every experience. So I'm looking forward to hearing the testimonies. I'm hoping, Lady Love, that we can allow folks to come on the line, share at some point how this affirmation changed their lives.
All right. Yes. Let's make that happen. Thank you so much, Linda.
You're welcome.
All right. Rosie, you want to read?
I'm going to send it to you. I apologize. I thought we were kind of following, you know, how we do it anyway. So thank you very much. Thank you. Today's word is coming from the Daily Word, which is written by you-know-who. Unity. And those who do not know of unity, I'm sure your grandmother or your grandfather or your mother had this book sitting on her table, because I know mine did. For years, I've seen this book, and I did not know it was a ministry, but it is. Unity has a radio station. They have lessons online. They do a lot at unity.org. Well, forgiveness is today's word. As I forgive, I am open to the peace and joy of God. Why does forgiveness sometimes seem so difficult? Another person's caused me harm by what they did or said, and I may have held it onto it. This feeling of resentment for days, weeks, and years. I may question whether that person deserves my forgiveness. A better question might be, do I deserve to hold on to pain of resentment and anger? In truth, I know that holding on only feeds my feelings of injustice and robs me of my peace and joy. Jesus taught us to forgive over and over. Forgiveness is an expression of the love of God. So instead, I make a new choice today. I envision others no longer bound by my resentment. I forgive them. As I free them, I am freed. I am open to the peace and love of God. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew 6:14. And isn't it so true? You cannot love yourself until you forgive yourself first and everyone else. Let them off the leash. Let them off. Forgive. Be joy. Be happy. Have a good God day. Know that I love
you. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to say our prayer of protection. We're going to say that together. And remember, wherever we are, God is, three times at the end, together. The light of God surrounds us.
The light of God surrounds us.
The love of God enfolds us.
The love of God enfolds us.
The power of God protects us.
The power of God protects us.
And the presence of God watches over us.
And the presence of God watches over us.
Three times together. Wherever we are,
God is.
And so I remind you today that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember, not just dream, but to live your God-sized dreams and let your light shine. Enjoy. Have fun doing it. And say yes as we finish our song out. Have a good day.
He's calling you higher.
Because you're being called higher.
There is more that I require of you. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Hey, hey. He said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Before the world began to do my will, to do my will. He said, seek my face. He says, seek my face. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice, hear my voice, hear my voice. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm calling you higher. I'm calling you higher. So much more. So much more. So let your heart and soul say yes. Hallelujah. If you're going to tell God yes, make it personal. Your worship means nothing without a yes. Without obedience, it means nothing. But if you're really going to tell God yes, come on. Make it personal, lift your hand. Tell the Lord yes. So says yes. My soul, my soul, my soul says yes. My soul says yes. I'll do what you want me to do, Jesus. I'll do it, Lord, I'll do it, Lord, I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus, I'll do it, Jesus. I might have to give up some relationships, but my soul says yes. I might have to give up some things that I hold dear to me, but my soul says yes. You mean everything to me, Jesus. You're the first and foremost in my life. That's why
great day. Go forth and be prosperous and know that God is all there is. Have a great, phenomenal, love-filled day. I see you in the morning.